And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me on the phone from Seattle, I have cellist Evan Drachman. Many Sitkans will recognize Evan from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, many, many years with the music festival. And Rob Allen is here in the studio. They're both here to talk about Saturday's concert in memory of William Storz. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Well, Evan, you're going to be in town on Saturday with your cello to play a concert in memory of William Storz. Tell us who was lost in the August 18th landslides. Tell us a bit about how this concert came to be and why.
Well, when this tragedy occurred, I was in Baltimore, and because of my schedule, there was no way for me to get to Sitka. And I kept juggling airline schedules and trying to figure it out, and finally I realized that if I made every single flight exactly right, I would maybe make the memorial service and maybe not. And so I just couldn't go. And all year I've been thinking about William and Libby and Sasha, and I just wanted to be in Sitka. And so I had this opportunity. I'm just completing a tour of Washington State, and I thought, I'm close enough. I need to be there. And so I called Libby and I called Rob, and together we sort of put together this plan, along with Robin Sherman, who's been tremendously helpful. And we just put this plan together, and it started out, it was just going to be, I really just thought I would come up to Sitka, I'd see Libby and Sasha, and I'd play for the two of them and a handful of friends. And it kind of grew because I think other people wanted to be involved, and Libby thought there'd be other people who'd want to come. And then we thought, well, we need a venue big enough for that, and we found Odess Theater. And it developed from that, and I have to say that I'm very, very happy to be coming to Sitka, but it's hard for me to imagine that that plane is going to land and that William isn't going to be there to greet me.
Now, it's apparent from the depth of feeling that we're hearing that you were close friends with William.
I've considered him one of my very best friends for over 20 years. I met him on my very first trip to Sitka. I think it was 1994. And from the first minute we started talking, we hit it off, and within hours we were on a boat fishing together. And we've gone on many adventures. He's been in my apartment in New York when I lived there. He's been in my house in Baltimore when I moved there. And in fact, I was just a day ago, I was reviewing my text messages, and I found a series of messages that William and I had shared just about a month and a half before he died. And in it, he had said, I'm going to be retiring in a year. Let's go on a fishing trip. And I said, you're on. And he said, I'm going to hold you to it. And I wish he could have.
You met William through the Sitka Summer Music Festival?
That's right. It was an event. I think it was at Sciatica, the very first event. It was sort of a lunchtime concert, and there was a buffet, and he was standing at the buffet, and he was this tall man, and I sort of settled up next to him, and I was talking fishing, and he said, I got a boat, and that was it.
Well, and I can imagine that because you are a tall man as well. So two tall men by the buffet, huh? Talking fishing.
And two avid fishermen. You know, William, of course, loved that. That was his favorite thing, to be out on the water. And Evan, you'll have to imagine showing up at the airport, and he's got one big bag of clothes. He's got his big, big cello, and then another complete bag of fishing gear. Evan, no matter what, he always would show up.
Yeah. All my fishing gear. And I used to bring fly fishing gear up to Sitka before anyone else was fly fishing. And so William got really intrigued, and I kind of introduced him to that.
Oh, wow. Well, what was that first fishing trip with William like for you?
It was amazing. It was spectacular. I mean, I remember he said, we've got to get up really early. So we were up at the crack of dawn, and we were out on this boat, and I remember we were sort of silent. The water was completely calm, flat, and we're going along the water, and we're just looking out on the water. And suddenly, the water right next to the boat starts to rise, and it comes up and up and up, and then there's this eye looking at me, and it was a humpback whale right next to the boat, going right along with us, and then it dove, and the two of us just screamed and burst out laughing. It was the most amazing thing.
Can I ask you, Evan, what this concert's going to mean for you?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, in some ways, I think I'm looking for some kind of closure because it's not real to me. And in some way, I want to do something. I want to bring something to Sitka and remember William. One kind of dream that I have is, and I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm hoping it will, is to create an annual concert in memory of William, so that, because I know how much he loved music, and to just create something that lives on, that's there in this place that he loved. So that's something that I'm hoping to be able to organize every year for the future.
And that would be through the Pedagorsky Foundation. You're the founder and artistic director of the foundation.
That's right. The Pedagorsky Foundation is a nonprofit organization that brings music to people who otherwise might not get to hear it. So we travel all over the country. In fact, I'm just finishing up a tour of Washington State for the Pedagorsky Foundation. So that would be through the Pedagorsky Foundation. And I wouldn't be the only artist coming up to play. I envision Doris Stevenson, Jeffrey Solo, Paul and Linda Rosenthal, Jack Sanders, Marcus Thompson, all these wonderful musicians who've spent so many years in Sitka and knew William very, very well.
Rob, what did you think or what did you feel when you heard from Evan and heard his idea?
I thought it was a great way to honor William and his memory. You know, I've got to know William through the music festival as well, and actually I think kind of through Evan, met Evan and got to know him, and he was such, you know, good friends with William, so got a chance to get to know him during that same time period, and became friends that way. So I thought it was a great idea, you know, a good way to get people together in a setting that would bring back, I think, good memories of you know, the concerts in Sitka that William attended, and you know, be surrounded by the people that are part of that scene and knew how important it was to William. So I thought it was a great idea. It's been easy to put together. It's been having volunteers come forward, you know, to help with the promotion and ushering and food and such. So it's as people have heard about it, we've had plenty of volunteers to come and help put it on and put it together. So that's also been very nice to see that and be a part of that.
So this will be on Saturday at the Odessa Theater at 7 p.m. Folks will walk in. What can they expect? Evan on stage with his cello, some food?
Yes, we'll have there's going to be a small reception afterwards. And Evan's got the program of music picked out. And it should just be a very nice evening. I'm expecting... Evan is a great storyteller, so I'm sure he'll have a few stories from the stage, you know, about the music and what it means to him and what it meant to William. So I'm expecting that there won't be too many dry eyes in the house either.
And Evan, finally, can I ask you to share a few of the pieces you've picked out?
Yes. I'm going to start with a Bach suite, his suite number 2 in D minor. And then a sonata by the Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg, which isn't heard very often, but is a spectacular piece of music. And then I think we're going to play a movement of a Chopin sonata.
That sounds absolutely lovely. Anything either of you would like to add before we go?
Oh, just one thing, which is, as Rob described, describes how this concert came about, it occurred to me that that is my experience of Sitka, that you put something in motion and it has a life of its own. It just takes off and people jump in to help, and it's just it's an amazing place. It's a place that I've loved for many, many years.
Well, we look forward to having you back here, Evan.
Thank you. I look forward to being there.
And thank you both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Evan Drachman, who will be in town on Saturday, May 7th, to play a concert in memory of William Storz. Evan is a cellist who has been in Sitka for many, many years with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. And Rob Allen helped to organize the event.